ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. வெரி குட் மார்னிங். சோ நவ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஹேவ் எ வண்டர்ஃபுல் செஷன். இட்ஸ் கோயிங் டு பி எ பிரசன்டேஷன். த டாபிக் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் நியூரோபிளாஸ்டிசிட்டி. சோ ஃபார் திஸ் பிரசன்டேஷன் வி ஹாவ் வித் அஸ் டுடே டாக்டர் பிந்து குட்டி ஃப்ரம் நிம்ஹான்ஸ் பெங்களூரு. ஐ ஹோப் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ வுட் ஹவ் கம் அக்ராஸ் this question, especially among the people who seek meditation. One of the commonest reason, of course, most of us might be knowing why we come to learn meditation is to change. Do you all agree with this? Something or the other. It might be small or big, but this is one of the commonest reason most of people come to learn meditation, to change. The topic might look a little bit related to medicine, but of course, it's equally interesting for all the other people also, even if all of you are non-medical. And what basically this change brings about inside our brain, how these things happen. So that is today's topic basically. In common terms, when we think, when we feel, when we experience something in a particular direction, what happens in the brain? What happens to its chemistry and how the structure also changes. So that's all about today's topic, consciousness and neuroplasticity. So a little introduction about the speaker. Dr. Bindu Kutty, she's a former professor and head of the Department of Neurophysiology, NIMHANS, National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, Bangalore. Currently, she is the professor of neurophysiology and professor in charge, Center for Consciousness Studies. At NIMHANS Bangalore. She is also adjunct professor of consciousness studies at NIAS, National Institute of Advanced Studies, attached with Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. She is also president of Cognitive Neuroscience Society of India, former general secretary of Indian Society for Sleep Research, and she is also member of many academic bodies related to consciousness, cognition, neuroscience, and sleep-related research. Her main research areas include neurobiology of meditation, consciousness, neurobiology of sleep and cognition. So in these areas, she has published immensely in many of the national and international peer-reviewed journals. And she also has many honors and awards related to these fields which I have mentioned. She has worked on many different kinds of meditation, especially to share with you, she has worked mainly on mindfulness meditation and also Brahma Kumari's Raj Yoga meditation. I hope many of you here sitting might be aware about traffic control. Some song keeps on coming intermittently. You would have heard, those who are new also would have heard those songs, Shanti Ki Shakti Se and some other songs. So this traffic control meditation has been researched by one of a PhD student, Ajay Nair, as a part of his PhD thesis. So she will discuss about those things also. So when we do meditation, even in small bouts like 1 minute throughout the day, regularly, what happens in our brain? So all those things have been studied and she has guided her students for this meditation also. So now, without taking much time, let's listen to Dr. Bindu Kutty on this topic, consciousness and neuroplasticity. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ramjay.
Sorry?
Translator.
Hindi.
I will speak very clearly and I won't go into the details of technical terms. I will explain to you. Om Shanti. Good morning and welcome to this session. So I thought I will just share with you some of the studies that is going on in our department in the past 20 years. And the title is Neuroplasticity, Meditation and Consciousness. In this, I will just explain to you, while doing meditation, how meditative techniques or meditation helps to, you know, integrate the brain functions. So So when your brain is highly integrated, that is all areas are now connected, all areas are integrated, the activity enhances and the brain activity, you know, we call it as oscillations. That will be oscillating in the, you know, towards the lower frequency range. That is between, I can say, around 5 to 12 hertz. So when your brain oscillations are in this range, that means you are very happy. And you are, then the meditation can now take you to different states of consciousness and to blissful, ecstatic states, and during which even the personal growth attains, like you can, spiritual attainment occurs. So we have looked into these proficiency, meditation proficiency related changes in the brain and mind also. So these are some of the definitions we use, meditation and dhyana, from the neuroscience perspective. So you don't have to worry about it. But meditation in general, meditation is a tool that has been introduced in ancient India almost thousands of years ago. And as a device that aids in your spiritual path, actually. But in the contemporary world, now, we neuroscientists use meditation as a tool to understand the immense possibilities, immense capacities of the brain and the mind. So in a simple term, you know, the definition what we use is here, like it is an intense sensory, emotional and cognitive experience. And that modulates brain functions and enhances our mental capabilities. So when you meditate, you can see that you are not only become very happy, you become very aware of yourself and you know, your mental capacities are increased. So then the question comes, so what are the mental capacities? There are many studies or even your own personal experience. You know, we know that meditation promotes relaxation, enhances positive affect, that is positive feeling, and regulates negative affect, that is all the stress related, you know, behaviors are now gone, anxiety is reduced. And thus, it helps us, you know, to have a better coping abilities and satisfaction in life. So this is the part we get it, even if you are introduced to meditation, within, you know, a few months of meditation itself, you feel this happiness. Okay? So we say, when we say enhances well-being, meditation enhances well-being, it depends upon the context of meditation. That is, suppose if you are a beginner, you know, you are now happy, you know, like, you have better coping skills and satisfaction in life. So there we say that it is just a happiness. Whereas now when you become proficient in meditation, you know, you can see that your other capabilities are increasing. That is, you become more attentive. Attention capabilities are enhanced. You become more aware. Awareness increases. Your cognitive abilities are enhanced. Your emotions, now you can regulate your emotion. Not that you know, you respond to emotions. Now, you will not react to emotions. You respond. So, that means there is a cognitive control of your emotions. And definitely self-regulation. So, that during meditation, you realize yourself, self-discovery, self-development, self-regulation. So, these are the steps in your spiritual path. So, overall, it enhances well-being. You know, so well-being, when we say, it depends upon the context. So towards the end, during your spiritual journey, this and well-being, we talk about the personal growth, how you have grown in your spiritual path, how you compassionate you have become, how generous you have become, how altruistic you have become. So you see that there is a total transformation of our individual consciousness. We are slowly becoming a different individual. So that means our behaviors are changing, you know. So when there is a change in the behavior, that is a reflection of your brain activity. So it is the brain activity we are seeing through your behaviors. So why? How that brain activity is occurring? So we use certain terminologies like neuroplasticity and also cognitive reserve. So neuroplasticity is that brain possesses this this phenomenon, incredible phenomenon of neuroplasticity, that is brain circuitries are ever changing. you know, even when we are adult, old, the brain circuitry is very scintillating, very plastic in nature. It keeps on changing its organization, its connectivity. So that terminology is called as, that ability is called as neuroplasticity. And because of the neuroplasticity, definitely our thought processes and behavior are also changing. Okay? So initially the changes you see in terms of structural plasticity, you can see that the neural structure is changing, connectivity is changing. But towards the end, when in your spiritual path, there is a total change in the property of the network itself. You know, so the same hardware we are using, but the property is totally changing. So that is what we call it as the cognitive reserve. We have a lot of cognitive reserve capacity. And so that makes the brain more resilient. You know, if you attain that, like you can see that you can, the brain has the capacity now to utilize all the connectivity and the cognitive flexibility. And that means you can carry out various, multiple forms of cognition. And you are becoming more and more, you know, like efficient in your thought processes, in your behaviors. So these terminologies, cognitive neuroplasticity and cognitive reserve, are very important as far as you know, to discuss about these effect of meditation on brain functions. Now, we have been discussing about, and there are, you know, like by from 1920s onwards, there are many research studies are going on in India and abroad, but nobody talked about brain. What is its influence on brain function? It is one Indian scientist, Professor B.K. Anand, from All India Institute of Medical Sciences. It was he who has just recorded the electrical activity of the brain and found that during yoga practice or during meditation, there is a tremendous change that is occurring in the brain function. You can see these brain, activities. Brain activity is becoming, you know, like bigger, highly amplitude brain activity with a frequency of around 12 to 14 hertz. So we call it as an alpha waves. So it is Professor Anand who has demonstrated the presence of alpha waves in brain associated with meditation. So that is one permanent change that is very important. That occur during your meditation session. Now, we have to be proud of that. It is an Indian scientist who has demonstrated this initially. And at that time, even, in United States, Maharshi Mahesh Yogi's TM group, Transcendental Meditation Group, they are into meditation, but they have followed B. Canons, and they also found out that, you know, meditation enhances brain oscillations in slower frequency range like alpha, theta. Theta is around 4 to 7 hertz. Alpha is around 8 to 12 hertz. So you see that brain oscillations, different brain oscillations of different frequencies. Accordingly, we call it as delta oscillation. Delta is around 4 hertz, 0 to 4 hertz. Theta, 4 to 7 hertz. Alpha, around 8 to 12 hertz. And beta, 15 to, you know, like you can see that increasing range. Gamma activity above 40 hertz. So like that. But during meditation, you can see that the brain oscillation comes to towards the lower frequency range, theta, alpha. Okay? And also, I would also inform you that it is not that always these changes are accompanied with meditation. It is not necessary. Even if you are, when you are meditating, and even if you are not able to find out these changes, but if you are feeling, you know, that the subjective feeling of happiness, ecstasy, you know, that is enough. So, Professor Desiraju, he is my professor, he is my mentor, and he said, you know, this ecstatic and blissful state need not to be accompanied by changes in the brain activity. That shows the dominance of mind over matter. So, you know, it is your mental capabilities that is increased, and even if there is no concomitant change in the brain activity, we need not worry. Only thing is, okay, if the machines are picking up these changes, it is well and good, we will understand knowledge, some information regarding what are the influence of meditation on brain functions. So like as I have said, meditation practices enhances various brain oscillations like theta, gamma oscillations. All these oscillations, alpha, gamma, beta, gamma, all these oscillations indicate unified cognitive operations. So these are the basics of you know, having this consciousness actually. And definitely these oscillations are very important to carry out various functions like information, binding of information, perception, your perceptions, your attention modulation, and there are many, many. So all our activities, you know, are associated with these brain functions, brain oscillations, and meditation practices are shown to enhance brain oscillation. For example, theta and gamma, it's very important for memory processes, alpha, gamma, attention processes, like that. So all your intellectual abilities are associated with these brain oscillations, and these brain oscillations are enhanced during meditation. And there are studies to show, see, for example, this is one of the study that showed that Sahaja Yoga meditation practice enhances these kind of oscillations, especially the frontal oscillations in almost all areas of the brain. Now, okay, this, for this oscillation to enhance and to be integrated, you know, this oscillation integrates the different regions so that they work in you know, like work together. Okay. So this requires time. So only proficient meditators only will have all these, you know, will be able to achieve these longer oscillations that connect the brain areas and have this kind of you know, like crosstalk between the different areas of the brain. We call it as integrated. So this means the brain integrity comes only associated with the long-term proficient meditation. So in this case, Sahaja Yoga meditation, they have observed that the long-term meditators, more than having more than 16 years of meditation, more than 10,000 hours of meditation practice only, could show this kind of brain integrity. Whereas shorter meditators could not show such integrity, and definitely accordingly their behavior is also totally different. Like focused, you know, so these are representations of focused internalized attention, blissful experience, and so on. And also now recently with the advancement of this imaging technique, you know, MRI techniques and all, PET scan, you know, we are able to understand the brain itself, the brain activity, the dynamicity of the brain in meditators. So, for example, the long-term meditators already, you know, show certain areas, certain brain areas are thicker, certain cortical regions of the brains are thicker when compared to other regions and when compared to other short-term meditators. So the long-term meditation is accompanied with a structural plasticity, a structural change in the brain, a thickness, enhancement of cortical thickness in certain regions. It is not always all regions. It is not indiscriminate enhancement of brain thickness. It is only regions which are associated with attention, with, you know, various other higher cognitive function. Like, see, for example, when you are asked to perform a task, you know, your brain should be very scintillating in such a way that you should know how to go ahead with the task. You should know how to resolve your conflict. You know, you will be having conflict, whether this is right or that is right. So conflict resolution. So there are areas which takes care of all these conflict resolution, sensory processing. So these areas are highly, thickened. That means enlarged. These areas are enlarged in long-term meditators. These studies are carried out by Sarah Lesser and her colleagues using mindfulness meditators. So there are studies. So like long-term meditation enhances cortical thickness and also the fiber tract integrity. Now that you have the two hemispheres of the brain, these are actually connected with the fiber tracts. So there should be fiber tract integrity to process the information faster. So information processing, you need to have higher areas, enlarged areas and associated with higher functions, and also fiber tract integrity. Both have been demonstrated by researchers among meditators. Now I will come to my studies. We were interested to understand the brain function associated with meditation and mainly the meditation proficiency related state and trait effect. State and trait effect means when you are continuously doing meditation for years together, definitely some permanent changes would have occurred, like structural plasticity, like the previous slides, the brain thickness, brain, the fiber tract integrity and things like that. Whereas over and above, even when you are every day, when you are now sitting and meditating, definitely again there will be some, over and above you can see some other changes. So that changes associated with any meditation practice, at that time we call it as state effects. So state and rate effects. And we have seen that we have studied many meditation schools, you know, like Vipassana meditation, Brahmakumari's Rajayoga meditation, Isha Yoga meditation, Heartfulness meditation. So my group, we are interested to understand how each technique influence brain and how each technique influence brain and also influence consciousness, influence your mental capabilities. It is not to compare, okay, one school of meditation to other. It is not that. Each technique is very unique in its nature. And each technique will induce various brain activities. And, you know, you have different ways, you know, to attain spiritual attainment. So that is it. And we have looked at not only during the brain activity during meditation, the cognitive abilities in the meditators, and also the sleeping. Because sleep is also very important behavior. Sleep carries out various important functions, and sleep prepares you for the, you know, to carry out all your work for the next day. So sleep is very important for well-being, and we have very consolidated. I will come to that. So we have looked at all the different states of consciousness to understand this. And so this is the one, you know, Dr. Ramjay was mentioning that just a minute meditation, rapid voluntary conscious state shifts in long-term meditators. We have carried out just a study just to see the rapid, reversible as well as reliable state shift at will. So this is what Brahmakumari's Rajayoga meditators do as a, you know, traffic control meditation. You can also enter into, you know, even the contemplative state. But how efficiently you can shift your state of meditation? Okay, can you, from your rest state, can you just enter into a meditation state within 1 minute, only 1 minute, then going back. So there we are just studying the flexibility of the brain activity. We are looking at the mental capabilities as well as the brain flexibility. And in Vipassana meditation, what we have observed, I mean, what we have studied is how the meditation proficiency based on the dissociation of EEG dynamics. That is how the proficiency, meditation proficiency, how long-term meditators show different changes in the brain activity when compared to novice meditators. Even in the Brahmakumaris, that 1 minute shift, whether only long-term meditators can do or everybody can do. What happens to the young, so what we have observed in the, this is about the Vipassana meditation. Vipassana meditation, advanced meditators, that is the long-term meditators only showed some trace effect. Like I have already mentioned to you that theta alpha is the low frequency range, and these are associated with sustained attention and awareness, positive emotion, feeling of happiness, enhanced self-regulation. There are many, you know, like, so when you are feeling all these, that is accompanied with a concomitant change in the brain activity towards the theta and alpha. This is shown only by the advanced meditators. State effects also, they have showed the same thing, enhanced alpha, enhanced theta. Enhancement of theta is an indication of meditation proficiency itself. You know, it is associated with the purposeful attention engagement, mental quiescence, and emotion regulation. So it is an indication of meditation proficiency. Whereas novice meditators, the short-term meditators, they were able to, you know, maintain that state with effort. So effortful nature of meditation is associated with enhanced gamma. So that means brain activity is very high. And this brain activity is important for, you know, to maintain that enhanced active state. You see that short-term meditators also entering into meditation, but the activities are different. And that is very important to maintain that high active state. Whereas long-term meditators, they are effortlessly doing meditation. They are advancing in their spiritual journey with the low frequency waves. So these are some changes. Whereas in the just a minute meditation, advanced meditators, long-term meditators definitely could show enhanced theta along with their state shift. Whereas short-term meditators were not able to, or limited ability, and controls, the non-meditators are not able to. So you see the distinctions, the dissociation of brain activity associated with the meditation proficiency. this is another study we have carried out, stage fright influence of vipassana meditation practice on cognitive functions. These things I am not going into the details, because again we could see some of the, you know, what you say, that these cognitive flexibilities in the long term meditators, they were able to carry out cognitive functions. So we were able to dissociate the brain activities, the cognitive functions among the advanced meditators as well from that of the short term meditators. Now coming to sleep, this picture, you know, this is, we call it as hypnogram. This hypnogram, we can record this hypnogram. See, for example, when you go to sleep, you know, the whole night we'll be recording from your brain and brain activity. We compute all these activities and we get this thing. So this talks about, you know, how good your sleep was, how efficient your brain function was to maintain proper sleep states. Okay, we have observed that the long-term meditators have got a proper sleep organization with enhanced slower sleep and REM sleep with various different states of sleep, which are very important to maintain, you know, proper sleep, not only proper sleep, but also to induce various plasticity events. I told you that. So brain plasticity, major brain plasticity events occur during sleep. And the same, almost similar effect has been already carried out, has been done in 1997 by the TM group, the Transcendental Meditator group. They have also observed enhanced theta alpha and delta, decreased EMG activity, decreased, you know, like enhanced slow wave activity. Slow wave activity, we call it as a restorative sleep. This restorative sleep is very important to enhance your hormone functions, to enhance the immune functions, to take up the wear and tear mechanisms, to energize your body, energize your brain. So all these are very important. And enhance REM sleep. You would have heard at least the terminology, REM sleep. It is during REM sleep we all dream, you know. So the dreams and the abilities to dream and the content of the dream, changing the content of the dream, all these are depend upon the plasticity. So there is enhanced REM sleep. And definitely we have also looked into various aspects to see that whether during REM sleep there is enhancement of plasticity. So we have observed almost similar kind of results. So Maharshi Mahesh Yogi's group, they call it as this state as a stabilized and evolved higher mental state. They call it as a transcendental consciousness state. So so you see this, you know, we can see that during meditation we are entering into a different state of consciousness with a total change in the brain activity. And also that can also be accompanied with the mental activities, higher mental attributes. We can achieve various higher mental attributes, like you can be very compassionate, you can be very generous, altruistic attitude, you know, like looking at universal brotherhood. So you see that, so these wholesome behaviors are generated when there is a, you know, concomitant change in the brain activity. So we have also looked at the meditation proficiency, how meditation practice enhances well-being. So this is also we have done with the help of Spark, you know, Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga Research Wing. And we have carried out among the Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga meditation group. So this is a survey we have conducted. The questionnaires are prepared by the Spark. And we have just applied this survey just to see the proficiency. So proficiency in spiritual study, that is clarity of knowledge, meditation experience, spiritual lifestyle for development of virtues and service orientation. So servicing to the world, as well as the clarity of knowledge, spiritual advancement, meditation experience, all these account for this proficiency. So when we talk about proficiency, it is not just the hours of meditation what we do. It is the proficiency, how well you are growing in your, you know, how advanced your spiritual journey is. So we have observed that it is not the duration of the meditation, but it is the proficiency. The Raja Yoga proficiency is correlated with the well-being state. Okay, so this is also very important. When you are doing meditation, you should be doing it very regularly and you should be doing it diligently, then only you can see these changes occurring, you know, associated changes occurring in the brain as well as in the mental advancement. So this is one of the study we have come, published now recently. So in a nutshell, what I have told you is that the brain activity, in the upper panel you see the brain activity is highly desynchronized, not much waves you can see. So highly desynchronized wave pattern will be transformed into highly synchronized wave pattern, you know. So this is what meditation does. Meditation brings, meditation integrates the brain structures, brain structural activity, brain functions. And definitely there will be enhancement of EEG oscillations, brain oscillations in the lower frequency range, especially in the alpha and theta. And these are the connectivity analysis. So now you look at some, you know, there are methodological advancement we have now. We are now collaborating with some of the universities abroad, and we are looking into connectivity. So brain connectivity, whether brain connectivity is enhancing during meditation. So here this is just an example to show you that just alpha connectivity itself, it is not one brain wave connectivity. You see that it is enhanced in the advanced meditators when compared to the novice or the short-term meditators. So what exactly is happening during meditation? Definitely we have moderate number of connectivity in the brain. Definitely the meditation enhances short-term effects of the meditation, promotes relaxation, positive effect, reduces anxiety, stress, improved attention, cognition, and overall well-being. So here I have told you that well-being is just a state of happiness, being happy in the initial state. Whereas definitely there is concomitant change in the brain activity, there is enhanced brain synchrony and coherence, and that enhances, you know, that activates your brain reserve, you know. So there is a enhanced brain reserve capacity that helps you to, you know, like enhance the brain resilience, enhance the network processing, cognitive flexibility. You are now capable of carrying out multiple cognitive functions at a time. And these are the wholesome virtues and, you know, higher and wholesome behaviors, that is heightened sense of well-being, cultivation of altruistic behavior, empathy, compassion and all. So you see that when you are advancing in meditation, there are changes occurring in your brain, and accordingly you are seeing the changes in your brain activities. So I just wanted to give you a simile that, so during, we all experience basic basic consciousness during wake, you know, to have that perception, feeling, thought processes and all. But even among non-meditators, you know, some there are certain periods you can also expand your consciousness. But only for a short period of time, like I have told you this thing is. For a short period of time, you just expand your consciousness, experience the content of consciousness. When you are cognitive, you know, when you are intensively, you know, like doing, involved in some, some cognitive task or emotion regulation. Whereas during meditation, what is happening? Meditation now definitely enhances your brain activity, enhances your mental capabilities, and definitely it is able to just expand your consciousness. So this is the beauty of, you know, like attaining higher state of consciousness through meditation. So I always relate our, you know, like the traffic jam with that of the, you know, our mental, cluttering. So when there is traffic jam, it is equivalent to your mental cluttering and with reduced network possibilities. Whereas during meditation, what is happening? There is enhanced network possibility and definitely mental decluttering occurring, and definitely there is mental clarity, intellectual clarity, enhanced cognition, cultivation of higher values and behaviors. So this is what we achieve through meditation. Thank you so much for your listening. And this is my students who carried out these studies in our lab, and my colleagues, my team. I have a research team expanding from NIMHANS and other institutes. Thank you so much.
I think ma'am has given the most complex things in the simplest way that is possible. Once again, let's give a big round of applause to ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. I request sisters to give the godly memento to Dr. Bindu Kutty.